Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Imani Mawiz for The Wall Street Journal. Google, Microsoft, and xAI have agreed to share early versions of their AI programs with the Trump administration to assess their capabilities and security before public release. The agreement calls for the Commerce Department's Center for AI Standards and Innovation to lead the evaluations. It has completed more than 40 assessments, including on models that remain unreleased. The deal comes as the White House considers a new cybersecurity-focused executive order that would formalize government oversight over the most powerful AI tools. The U.S. Army is pushing defense contractors to enable access to weapons software for better interoperability and AI integration. The Pentagon said today that 9 companies have agreed to integrate data from systems ranging from radar to surface-to-air missile batteries. Participants include Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Palantir Technologies, and Anduril Industries. The military wants to make its operations more efficient by allowing older hardware to interact with newer software, including AI models. The Army said the new project will kick off in the coming weeks with a hackathon in Colorado for company engineers to test new software interfaces. And Coinbase is laying off 700 employees, roughly 14% of its workforce, as part of a restructuring effort to cut costs and streamline its operations. Chief Executive Brian Armstrong says the cryptocurrency exchange is reshaping itself for the AI era. The company expects to record up to $60 million in charges related to the cuts, mostly for severance payments and termination costs. The restructuring comes after Bitcoin and major tokens have struggled to reclaim their 2025 highs, leaving Coinbase's business exposed to market swings. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.